This is New England Public Media's Valley Voices Summer Shorts Podcast. I'm Jennifer Baker, and my story is called True Therapy Crime. I was excited to finally write this story because it was a fascinating thing that happened to me, and whenever I told it to friends, they encouraged me to write it and perform it. What I realized when I sat down to write it, however, was that it had a lot of layers, so it took some time to shape it into something cohesive and ultimately, hopefully, entertaining. But that was a really fun process and one of the joys of writing. So I hope you enjoy it.
A few months after I moved here, a really weird thing happened to me. I went to work and I couldn't get into my office. The door was locked. I could only open it about 4 inches. It was dark and there was music faintly playing. I wasn't really concerned though, because I had spent the last 10 years working as a therapist on the south side of Chicago, and I had seen a lot of crazy stuff in my sessions there. One time in one of my home visits, somebody stole my license plates and put them on an identical silver Honda Civic and then used that car to rob a bank and then got in a shootout with federal agents. And when I was at work the next day, a news crew came to my apartment to ask my husband why I had become a criminal. So Northampton was like, well, it's probably nothing. But I went to get the building manager, you know, just to take a look. And she was concerned. She thought there might be somebody in there. She thought we needed to call the police. And she told me not to go in, but I had to go to work. So I went back to the doorway and I called in. Hello? Hello? Is someone there? This is my office. And a few moments later, a pair of eyes met mine through the crack in the door. And I was so shocked that, like, I had one of those moments where, like, everything kind of disappears. I really didn't think there would be someone on that side of the door. And so I stood there. And then he opened the door, shook my hand, and introduced himself to me. He seemed surprised that this was, in fact, his office. I mean, my office, as he thought it was his. And I said, yes, this is my office. I need you to go. I have to get to work. This is your office? I said, yes, this is my office. I need to get to work. I need you to leave. And we call the police. So he did leave. And the officers came. And we entered the space, and it was unbelievable. He had moved every single piece of my furniture. It was fascinating. I mean, it was totally transformed. It was like another world. He had made a giant nest of blankets in the middle of my floor. He had stapled a blanket over one of my big windows. He had moved like 2 entire giant bookcases with the books in them and like barricaded a doorway. And then he'd actually left open therapy books like on my therapy couch. I guess he was also reading. And then in the other room was all his stuff, which is why I couldn't get in. It was 2 grocery carts and then suitcases and clothes and shoes and like all kinds of things. And then on a bookcase next to a lamp, he had put his hat, just like you would in your own home. So I was really overwhelmed. I was like, how am I going to see my clients in this? And how am I going to clean this up? And how did he manage to do this? I was just out for one day. So the police officer sort of brought me back to reality by saying, so is anything missing? And I was like, oh, no. No, he didn't take anything. I guess he just brought things. No, he brought things. He brought stuff into my space. He brought his stuff into my space. I get it. It's a therapy crime. He brought his stuff into my space. And then I'm like, oh, well, maybe in the valley, it's not so much like breaking and entering as it is like really bad boundaries. So then I, of course, immediately become Sherlock Freud. I don't need the police officers. I'm going to psychoanalyze the scene. So the nest is obviously about his mother. And, right? moving every piece of my furniture is an object relations issue. And then leaving me with all his stuff, I have now become what we call the holding environment, which is like a safe space you create for your clients. Case closed. But it's a therapy crime, so it's got more layers. It's great. Because all of his stuff is in my space, now my stuff has to start getting into my client's spaces. I have to explain things like, I'm sorry, we're meeting in a different space today because someone was like living in my office, and I'm sorry an officer has to come to your session. He needs a statement from me, and can we reschedule? I actually have to go do a lineup. And that process triggers this like kind of Freaky Friday role reversal thing where now my clients are saying things to me like, wow, that sounds really hard. How did that make you feel? Are you okay? So people in the building help me get all the stuff together and we put it all in the hallway. And he actually comes back 2 days later in the middle of the afternoon to pick it up.
Like, nope.
No big deal. Boundaries. And that's the end of our connection. He's gone. I get some letters from the DA from time to time about things he did or didn't show up to. And then one day, I'm at Stop and Shop. And I'm walking towards the exit. And a man is walking in the same direction. And we have to kind of stop because we're going to collide otherwise. And our eyes meet. And it's those eyes again. And I have the same moment where everything sort of disappears. And then a few moments later, he did too.
That was Jennifer Baker with her story, True Therapy Crime. I'm Katie Wright, the producer of Valley Voices Podcasts. NEPM produces story slams throughout the year in partnership with the Academy of Music. And we capture them on video. There are some great stories told live on stage at venues throughout our region posted to our YouTube channel. Find them all by going to nepm.org/valleyvoices. I'll be back next week with another Summer Shorts podcast.